as you know, I'm a hirsute man.
What's that word again?
Hirsute. Very hairy. Shaggy, bushy.
Hairsuit. I gotcha. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah?
Not because it's a suit of hair, even though that might be what you think if you ever saw me in the wild as I'm, you know, frolicking in the woods.
Like a Turkish bath or something. Do you often go frolicking in the woods there?
To a Turkish bath? I was raised right.
As opposed to what?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Frolicking in the woods with the hair suit compared to going to the Turkish bath. Which is the right way? Which is the wrong way?
What makes it a Turkish bath? And it always sounds so sleazy when it says, is it supposed to be sleazy? Or is it just one of those giant big bathhouse rooms where men sit around in whirlpools together?
I don't know about the whirlpool part.
Not that there's
part.
Anything wrong with that.
No, there's clearly probably nothing wrong with that. I think it's that maybe they serve Turkish coffee and you sweat it out. I couldn't tell you. I'd like to go.
Is it like the old Sun Bubble? Do you remember Sun Bubble?
I have no idea what that is.
Sun Bubble, it was like there was in Columbus, Ohio, there was this old company that would be like hot tubs and you could go and rent a hot tub for a certain amount of time.
Wait a minute, you'd bring it to the house, or you mean you went and
no,
rented
you went
one
in, they
there?
Had like hot tub rooms.
Oh, so this is like a love hotel, but in a hot tub.
I don't think they had the hotel part, but I imagine, see, this is the thing, because I knew a guy in high school who would take dates to the Sun Bubble, which you'd be to sit there and be like, that frothy, foamy hepatitis spray that's going on in there. It's bad enough when you're like at a hotel, you know, at a resort and people are there and there's all the old woman's makeup floating on the top or like the suntan lotion. I can't imagine the amount of DNA that would be in the old Sun Bubble hot tubs. I can say that because I don't think Sun Bubble exists.
Here's the thing. When you just described the makeup floating on the top in that weird film, it kind of reminds me of like clarifying butter or something along those lines, which brings nothing positive to the effect. So do they completely clean each of these before you would go in there when you say rent it? And the other question is if you bring a woman there or a significant other or a date, whatever the hell you got going on, I think at this point, you've already crossed. I mean, you go there, you know the next step is something else, right? Or you just go to, like, just relax?
I mean, like, I had friends who had hot tubs in their backyard or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Kids would come over, we'd hang out or whatever. But, like, to go to, like, you know, this place on High Street somewhere, you know, next to the non-therapeutic massage parlor.
Yes. You leave happy.
Because you say, do they clean it? I'm like, do they really? I mean, I can understand going to a motel and saying it takes 5 minutes to change the sheet. So you stay away from the comforter that's going to like light up like Studio 54 under a black light, get the comforter on the floor. But I imagine the sheets themselves are at least clean. How long does it take to clean a hot tub? Because I can't imagine that the amount of time you'd spend to do that could make it a profitable business. And they had a nice little song. The song would go, Sun Bubble, da da da, ba da ba da. And then it was even, I remember the it's like 2020123. I think that was like the phone number because
we ought to
that's
call.
The, yeah, we should, because I'm sure that it's some little old lady going, what? Sun Bubble? I don't know what that is.
Oh my. So do you have to be 18 to go into, I'm trying to get a grasp on this.
I don't know. In the commercials, they had like a family in there and you're just like, oh, don't open your mouth. No.
Well, again, it's fresh water, right? And we got a whole family in there. So these are big tubs. Was it a room full of tubs or was it a private space?
No, you get little private space, but fresh. Seriously, what's in that filter? I mean, you know, you've seen, you know, like you go to like, if you get your oil changed and you go to Jiffy Lube and they'll be like, well, you know, we suggest you clean the air filter every time it's visibly dirty. I want to go into some bubble and say, I suggest you clean that filter when it's not even visibly dirty because I don't know what sort of
stuff
frothy foam came through that. That's not even what I want to talk about. I'm drowning in Sun Bubble foam at this point.
I'm just enjoying that and then trying to process still the concept of bringing the whole family to some random place with a bunch of hot tubs around and how you sell that idea. I wish I'd thought of it, but yeah, I mean, it's just the other
side.
There's
like the drive-in movie theater, you know, an economical visit to the movies or Sun Bubble.
Yeah, well, it's got to be better than the drive-through funeral.
Sure. Unless, who's driving? The corpse?
No, you just walk, you drive through like you do going to get like a single, you know, combo. You just go by and pay your respects and zip through. They have those in places.
Really?
Yes.
I would love that.
Well, depending on which side of the coin you're on, it would certainly make things different.
Would you care?
If I'm, you mean if I'm the dead guy, you mean?
Oh, nobody's coming to talk to me.
No, if I'm the dead guy, I couldn't care less. I'm dead.
Funerals are like weddings, man. I don't want to be anywhere near them because they take forever.
That's true, but there's always food after and so on. There's good conversation and celebration of life and everything else. And that's the thing that I always feel weird about, because you run into people you haven't seen in a long time, family, friends, et cetera, generally speaking. So, you see them and you're happy to see them, and even the people that, you know, even if you're distraught.
You may be happy to see them. I don't know about that.
What, that they're happy to see me or that everybody is? Well, you haven't gone and actually had good conversation, fellowship, whatever you want to call it, laughs and memories with people that going to like some type of wake or a visitation or something like that, or
if,
what?
If I gotta burn like a day off and I do have to leave, I might as well make the most of it, and I'll be nice and I'll enjoy myself and I'll have fun. But the idea to leave the house, I resent.
I'm sorry that you died. They snuffed you out, by God. But if I gotta leave the house, it better be a drive-through funeral so I can get to the bubble store or whatever the hell it is called, so I can go rent me a hot tub.
Anyways, so as you know, I'm Harry.
Yes, let's get back to that.
I am her suit.
So the her suit in the hot tub, and you got to clear the drain, right? Or yeah. Where were you trying to go before this went sideways?
I have a big beard. I used to have just a goatee or a Van Dyke, whatever you want to call it. I'm evil Spock with the mustache and it right on the chin. And then I let it grow longer. And then I grew it really, really long. And for Christmas...
Yeah,
I had this big long beard, and I said, I'm fat already, so that helps. I said, wouldn't it be fun at Christmas? I'm going to dye my beard. I'm going to bleach it. I'm going to bleach it out.
Yeah,
so I can, you know, be Santa Claus. It'd be cool. Because I was on a cruise ship a year ago, and I had already started growing the beard out, but I hadn't like bleached it or anything. But I was wearing my fat guy on vacation clothes, which was my flower swimsuit and my Hawaiian shirt and my hat with like reindeer antlers on it. And I was at a bar with my son and on the boardwalk, you know, on the back of the ship. And this little kid in the stroller looks up at me and just points in her mouth. And I'm like, hi. She's an idiot. It was a week before Christmas. Santa Claus was so busy at that time. He didn't have time to take a cruise ship. Kids are so stupid.
That's innocence. You're hating on the innocence of a child who was on a cruise in the middle of the sea, wherever it is that you were going, thrilled that there could have been a Santa nearby, thinking that the elves are taking care of business. So how did you handle this child who looked up at you with open eyes and innocence and hope and joy to say, oh, it's Kris Kringle?
Well, no, I was nice about it. I mean, I'm not a jerk in real life. I said, hi. And then she must have been like, wow, man, Santa, dial back on the drinks, man. You got to deliver presents in a couple of days.
Boozed up Kris Kringle.
Yeah. Fast forward to the next year. And that's when I had the full beard and I dyed it. Have you ever even attempted to color your hair at all?
No.
Bleach or color?
No. I've been growing a beard in some fashion for over a year now. And it's not because of like the no November shave thing or whatever that is. It started that way. And I'm just frankly lazy.
Most people don't collect money in November. They just use it as an excuse not to shave.
Yeah, I'll be that guy. I'll own up to that. So I got pretty long. It was sort of out of control and people were giving me grief about it. But this is what I heard, mostly from dudes, by the way.
Really?
And I don't know where it's appropriate. Just random dudes that I work with here or there would be, man, you're going to dye that? I'm like, first of all, why are you worried about what I'm going to do with my facial hair? This is my business. And no, I've never dyed any of it. It seems like too much work. Either love me for who I am or screw off.
A lot of women have at some point colored their hair in some way, shape, or form, whether it's highlights or done the full bleach or dye job or whatever. I've never done this. My second son, who must have been like 12 or so at the time, he wanted like a little patch of blonde that then turned to do green, kind of like a, you know, almost like an anime type thing.
Okay.
And yeah. I worked with them on that and I learned a little bit about bleaching. And here's the problem. If you're going to do it, you got to go all the way. You can't just do it once and then say, nope, that doesn't work, because there's no turning back.
Well, you have to shave it all off because it starts looking funky, right? Because you got like part of it one way and then the other.
Well, and the thing is, my hair is relatively dark as it is. It's not black, but it's, you know, a dark brown. You know, it's a brunette. I'd fall into brown, almost brunette level.
This is, by the way, the weirdest conversation I think I've had with any dude about just about anything at any given point in time. We're talking about coloring hair in your brunette, golden brown hair or whatever.
Well, but I'm more salt and pepper because I have some gray in there. You know,
yeah.
I'm a little older.
Because you're an old bastard like me. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So I got this bleach and I did my beard. And what it did is it just kind of turns it into like, it goes blonde, but blonde isn't white. Platinum blonde is white. It went, you know, blonde or yellow. Mm. And it was okay. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to have to do it again. So I bleached it again. And then it like burned my face. Because, you know, I put it I got it on my lip. Because, you know, it's a beard, goes all the way over.
Yeah,
yeah. And it like gave me like a blister on my lip. I mean, I looked like I'd spent like a weekend with, you know, a rock band in the 90s. And so then I don't know how many dye jobs for me to get there to get it to be bright white, worked for Christmas, looked awesome. I wore the Santa hat, looked amazing. Of course, my skin was like bubbly.
Like you're a leper or something. You know, you look like a psoriasis commercial.
Yeah, my wife was looking at me from the side. She's like, did you get an acid burn from that? I go, I think I may have damaged my skin somehow. But then the thing that happens is your hair starts to grow. And I've learned what most women who've done any sort of hair dye color issues have learned, that lasts about a week. And then your roots start to show.
Yeah. So what do you do?
Well, then it grew out. So it grew out for a couple months. And so then I had like the bottom part of my beard, the beard that was like the long part, mm-hmm. was sort of like hobo blonde, like hobo gray. So it was like slightly yellow because, and then it was the salt and pepper underneath. And I wore like a baseball cap and a t-shirt and a Hawaiian shirt and jeans one day. And I said, you know what I look like? I look like the guy that the heroes would rent a Cessna plane from in a movie.
Oh, so that's not bad. That's cool. They're usually grizzled. They look a little rough. Maybe they're a little bit, you know, over drunk or boozed up, drugged up, whatever. Yeah, okay, I got that.
But I didn't want to look like David Letterman all my life.
Here's the thing. That's like 30 plus years of not being allowed to shave. I totally get it. I've done like 8 minutes of TV, and they were all serious about, don't wear the checkered shirt. You'll look like you're flying around the screen. It'll be hard on people's eyes.
Don't wear white. Right. Don't wear white.
And then they're like, it's high def, man. You gotta go back to radio. And then, so
you're hopeless.
That's exactly. There's only so much you can do. This is what I'm curious about, because I understand not shaving. I hate shaving. As a kid, I was in such a hurry. I wanted to be a man. I'm like, man, shave. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. And everybody told me, uncles, even my mom's like, you don't want to do that because once you start, you can't stop.
It's really
Pringles.
Exciting when you're 12 and then you get over it in about 3 weeks.
That's exactly right. But this is what I want to know about your beard now. Because if you did it for Christmas and got it all bleached white to look like Santa Man, do you do it now coming up? You know, there's Valentine's, you know, there's the St. Patrick's Day. And there are probably some other red, white, and blue for Independence Day. Where do you stop this? Because I think you've got to keep this going.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. Originally, I was going to say I was going to go red for like St. Patrick's Day, even though traditional Irish have black hair.
Right.
You know, that's a dirty lie.
That's right. My grandma was English Irish and she had red hair.
When I was on my cruise this last a couple weeks ago, I met a woman from Northern Ireland and she was redhead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that happens, but traditionally, you know, the movie, The Commitments.
Great
they
movie.
Had black. You know, that's what, you know, Colin Farrell.
That's right.
That's Irish.
That's
what Irish look
that's
like.
That's right.
Anyways, so I said, you know what? I want to put some color in because I want to try and get it as close as I can to my own. So I go back to this beauty shop. It's a different person there and it's this guy and he has bleached blonde hair. He's like, well, I got plaid. I'm like, okay, this guy at least knows what he's doing because he probably does it himself.
Yeah.
And we went through and we talked about it. He actually gave me a good recommendation. It's just we didn't match the color right. So I dyed my beard and it is this deep, heavy, almost like rust brown, which is not at all my normal color. So I still am going to have to shave and deal with the roots. But I feel like Tommy Wiseau's entire scalp right now. You know Tommy Wiseau from The Room, the guy who has the long black hair in The Room, who's clearly dyeing his hair from the beginning?
Yeah.
That's what my entire face feels like.
Oh, it's not good. You need moisturizer? Yeah, that much
I
know.
I look, I don't know, do I look younger or something? Or is it just, do I look like I don't have the right color now? I don't know.
I can't say. Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel comfortable with who you are and how you look right now?
I think it's an even color, pretty much. All right. But I may just trim it down and like kind of start from scratch.
Would trim the beard down.
I might lose the whole thing and then just grow it again. But I can't do another bleaching like Santa Claus because I think my face will melt off. How does he handle it?
Because he's Santa, man. You can't mess with... I mean, Santa does what Santa can because he's the Santa man.
Listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter
at Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.